Halacha Dalid, Ois Beis. Yesterday we had the introduction to this halacha, which comes from a chapter on Likutei Moran, where it discusses the fact that a Jew is constantly supposed to be going from level to level. Each time a person gets to a new level, they encounter a whole new battle in dealing with the klipos on that level. The fact that a person won a war, we gave the example on the 30th floor, doesn't mean anything. When he wants to go up to the 31st floor, there's a whole new set of obstacles over there that he's got to contend with and win in order to earn his place on that 31st floor. And we mentioned that one of the ways that a person does this in dealing with those klipos is gedula saboire, that by a person either speaking about the greatness of Hashem or doing certain acts which bring gedula saboire out into the open, that's what is machnia, this tumah on each level. And an example that Rabbeinu Zal gave of it was tzedakah. And he showed how tzedakah is gavnin. You know, we went into a little bit of a discussion on that. This is where we're continuing. We're continuing from paragraph Beis. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, v'zeh yodua u'mevur b'dvoreinu kama pomim. This is an item that's well known and discussed in our sforim many times. Shebechol hamasu matin shoisin mevarin mitzutzos hakdoshim. That whenever Jews conduct business or they buy and sell anything from each other, they're making a tikkun for sparks of kedusha that are found in that item, which can only happen by the item being in this person's possession for a certain period of time, and he uses it to serve Hashem. And then when he gets finished doing what he has to do on it, it gets switched to the next person. Lahavdi, like an assembly line, building a car. People know that the car passes along, and each person, there are people standing along the way that this one puts on the steering wheel, this one puts this on, this one puts that on. Lahavdil, you could have a bicycle or a car or a coat or a watch, anything, that this item has in it nitzutza, sparks of kedusha that need tikkun. Depending on each and every person's neshama and what they have in their neshama, different people, it's only specific people that can work on fixing up the kedusha that's found in that. When a person finishes his job on it, it's time for the person decides, I don't want this watch anymore, I want to sell it. He sells it to another person, not knowing that the reason why he decided to sell it is, the reason why it lost chen by him anymore is because he's finished with it, and it's finished with him. And it doesn't need him anymore, it's going into the hands of the next one who's going to make the next tikkun for it. As is brought in Ukimavur Bidvorov Zal Bahatoira Ashrei, as is brought in Likudei Moran in Torah Lamed Hei in Chelik Aleph, Ubahatoira Kisei Tzila Melchoma B'Siman Reish Pei, Shaidei Maso Matan Ketikunoi, that when Yidden do business properly al pi halacha, Oilin mi Madrego la Madrego Measia li Yitzira, they elevate things from one level to another level. Ki masa umatan ketikunoi hu bebechinas hakrovas korban atomid uktoiris ayin shom. Rabbeinu Zal shows in that chapter on Likutei Moran that the same items that are accomplished by saying the parshas tomid and saying the parshas aktoiris within korbonois, which elevates a Jew from the olam ha'asiyah to the olam ha'yetzira, the same thing is accomplished by doing masa umatan properly. The Iker Habirur Hanasa Idea Masumatan Hu Nikmar Kishe Yoitse Hadovor Mirushus Larishus. The main fixing up of these sparks of Kedusha takes place when the item is transferred from one person's possession to the second person's possession. Sheoz Nigmara Masumatan, that's when the deal is consummated. The Oz Oilolin Umizbarin Hanitsutsa's canal. That's when those sparks of Kedusha are completed. Meaning, if Reuven owns a car and he uses it for 2 years, 3 years, and then he decides to sell it, it's at the moment when he sells it, when it goes into the next person's possession, that his Reuven's taken on it is completed. That's when it's finalized. Umachmas shebechol darga v'darga yeshom haklipo yisakoidmen lepri hamesafen esakdusha, because of the fact that on each level there's a new set of klipos, so tumah, that surround the kiddush on that level. Because machmazet zrichim li zoher ma'oid lasa is hamasumatin bikiddusha gedoyla, Therefore, when people are doing business, they have to make sure to do it with tremendous holiness, so that the tumah and klipois that are waiting there, that are surrounding the kedusha, should not be able to do damage. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says that a transaction, if I own an item, a watch, I can't transfer ownership to you just by saying it. I'm giving you this or as a present, or I'm selling it to you for $10. But rather, you must make a kinyan on it. You have to pick it up, or you have to pull it. The item must enter the second person's reshus. Through meshicha or hagba, through moving it or doing some kind of an action on it, ki kolz man shaleibo lerishusoi loy nigmar habirur. Because as long as the item hasn't come into my ownership, the birur that I have to do on it isn't complete. The alkein afal pishen isratza lamoichroi. Even though Reuven is willing to sell it, the nigmar hamekach bidvorim lamoichroi, and verbally they came to an agreement on the deal, adayin efsher sheyisoyeru v'yisgabru michodosh haklipois bo'eis sheyirtzel ahachnis hadova b'reshusoy v'yikalkalu amekach. It's possible that when Shimon will come to take the item, it's possible that the klipois will jump up and try to block him, try to prevent him from doing it. Ki ikur hisoyerusom b'sho sheyoytze hadova mershus l'reshus. Because the main time when these klipois try to block, try to do something to prevent it, is at the moment of transfer, when the item is being transferred from one to the other. She'oz ikar ho'aliyo v'habirur. That's when the main aliyah takes place. That's when the main tikkun of the object takes place. La'avdil. You have this in countries. Countries going to war, and then they come to an agreement that they're going to partition certain lands. You're going to get this, I'm going to get this. They come to an agreement. Then when it comes lemaisa, to the other country actually taking it over, there is sometimes that some kind of a disagreement breaks out and a whole new war starts. Because it's at the moment of transfer, that's the delicate moment. Al kein, and that's why until that happens, everybody's scared that nothing should go wrong. Al kein, Ein hamekach nigmar bedvorim levad ad sheyase kinyan mamish lachnisay bereshusay demeshicha vagbo. Therefore, words alone aren't enough. You got to do a physical action to show that you're taking hold of the item. Ki kol zman sheloy nichnas lereshusay yecholim leisoyer lekalkal masumatim kanal. Because as long as the second person hasn't brought it into his reshus physically by doing a physical act, the klipois can still be nisoyer and block it and cause problems. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'zeh shamra zal dvar toiro mois koine shenemar v'nosan hakesef v'komloi." According to the Chumash, according to the Doraisa, money alone is enough to obtain ownership of an item. The minute I give you the $50, technically the item should have became mine. Al pi toiro. Then why did the rabbis impose an additional item and say that until you make the meshicha, until you actually move the item or pick it up, it's not really yours? So that there shouldn't be a situation where Reuven and Shimon, Reuven has wheat to sell. He's got it upstairs in his attic. Shimon wants to buy. Shimon pays Reuven $100, and he says, I'll be back in the afternoon with my truck to pick it up. Now, sometime during the day, a fire breaks out in Reuven's house, and the wheat gets burned. And when Shimon comes later in the afternoon to pick up his wheat, he says, guess what? Your wheat was destroyed. My wheat, I didn't even have it in my house yet. So what? You gave me the money, it became yours, now it's your wheat. Because again, once Reuven has the money in his pocket, he doesn't care. He'll be careless. He doesn't care anymore. It's not his anymore, supposedly. So in order to avoid that kind of situation, the Chachamim imposed this extra restrict, this extra thing that you have to make it. Besides the Kesef, you got to make a Meshicha. Rav Nosenthal explains now. Ki Iker Hizgalas Hagavnun Hagavnin Hu Bemomoin Yisrael. The main revelation of lights and colors is in Jewish money. Jewish money shines with the glow of the heavenly colors. Validei hizgalas hagavnun shebemomen shiyisrael nichnoen haklipois shebechol madrego madrego kanal. We learned earlier that tzedakah has the ability, tzedakah is also a form of turning on this certain type of light, this hizgalas hagavnun, which is machnia the klipois on each level, on a level. Rabbi Nassal had explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran that Gedula Saboire, whenever the Gedula of Hashem is revealed, that's Machnia the Klipois. We said that's why the Arizal says you have to say Hoidu and Mizmor Shechnu Kasabayas before Boruch Shomar, because when you're going from world to world, when you're going from Asiya to Yetzira, you have to be Machnia the Klipois, and you do it by praising Hashem. Money, Jewish money, that glow, that shine of Jewish money is another form of this Hizgalos Hagavnin. We say Yisroel HaShebecho Espoir. This Tiferes, this beauty that's found in that money, also is a representation of the Gedula of Hashem, which is Machnia V'Klipos.
What does the words mean, Hizgalos Hagavnin?
Revelation of colors.
The Zahav and the Kesef, the colors.
Exactly. V'Alkein B'Vadai Midivrei Toiro Kesef Koine. Therefore, Rav Nosenthal says, now you understand why we say that midoy raisa, the money alone, is enough to be a kinyan. Kal yidei hakesef nizgalin hagavnin v'nizgala gdula saboiri. Because through the money, the silver, the gold, whatever it is revealed these colors, and there's revealed the gedula of Hashem. Shaydeze nichnoen haklipois, that's machnia the klipois, v'nigmar hamekach, and the transfer is completed. The transfer of ownership is completed. Ki ein yecholen lekalkoloyoid, you can't spoil it anymore. Ki kvar nichnu al yidei hizgalus hagavnin shebekesef Yisrael kanal. As soon as money was taken out, and this hizgalus hagavnin was done, that alone made a tikkun. That alone affected enough of a tikkun in the item that we're not afraid of any problem coming up in the transfer of ownership. V'alkein be'emes midoyraisa kesef koina. Therefore, technically, according to the Chumash, money alone is enough to make the kinyan. K'mayshikosa v'nosana kesef v'komloi. He'll give the money, and the item will be established as his. V'komloi daika. Note the wording used in the pasuk. He'll give the money, and the item will stand up. Shayidei hakesef yesh tikuma v'aliya lahamekach. Money alone establishes and stands up the Mekach. It stands up that which is fallen. That which is in the hands of Tuma and fallen, it stands it up. Dahainu lahanitzutzois shabamasa matin. Ki al yidei hakesef nizgalen agavnin, v'nichnoen haklipois, v'yoz yesh tekuma v'aliyo lahanitzutzois shabamasa matin, v'aydeze nigmar hamekach midoy raisa v'kanal. Because when the money is transacted, the colors turned on, the Gdula Saboire is affected, the Klipois are Nechna, and the transfer takes place. Ach, Mipneima Omru Chachomim Meshicha Koine. However, why did the Chachomim say that besides paying money, you have to do a Maisa of Kinyan, you have to move the item or pick it up? Ki Be'emes Afal Pishe Bahamomoin, who is Galas Hagavnin, even though money has in it, this is Galas Hagavnin, Aval einze ela etzel ish Yisraeli. That's only when it's in the hands of a Jew. Vegam etzloi ein meir in hagavnin kim kishezoich lesakim emoinoi al deit stokol oni hogon kemoi shekosu shom ayin shom. And even by the Jew, when does the money really shine? When it's used for tzedakah. When it's used for tzedakah, that's when this hizgalus hagavnin comes out in its full glow. That's when there's the real gedula saboire from it. V'alkein ro chachomim she'al pi roiv ho'iskim b'masumaton ein zoichen l'sakein momoinom b'shleimus koroiv. The chachomim saw that most Yidden who are involved in business aren't necessarily zoicha, that their momoin should have a shleimus to it, should be mesukon b'shleimus. V'azai ein me'irin etzlom ha'gavnin b'shleimus. Therefore, even when the money is in the Jewish hands, it's not completely mesukon, and it doesn't shine with its full brightness that it's supposed to. V'yalkein, af al pi shebisho shekibel hakesef, nisratza limkor hachefetz l'chaveroi, and therefore, even though at the time that the seller received the money in his hands, he was fully agreeable to give up this item and to sell it, v'ze nimshach b'sharoshoy mehisnoitzitzus hagavnin shebemomoyin, and that was triggered off by that glow that he saw in the money that he was receiving, the ruchnius glow that he saw that affected a certain tikkun. Aval afal pikein adayin loy nichnu haklipoy shebemadrega, but still that wasn't enough to be machnia the klipoys completely on that level. V'yicholin lekalkel amasumatnan, and they can spoil the deal. Machmashetekef achakach nisalmu hagavnin, machmashadayin loytikin mamoine b'shleimus l'kanal. Because sometimes, even though the money glows at one moment, it can stop glowing an hour later because of the fact that the person didn't make the full tikkun of the money that they were supposed to make. Ukamashikosov Rabbeinu Zal inyan hamomoin shebo liyad ha'akum, just as Rabbeinu Zal said that when Jewish money comes into the hands of the goyim, she'ein hagavnin meirin rak lefi shor, what happens is it continues to shine only for a couple of minutes. V'ahakach nis'al min oirin kanal, but then afterwards, when the money stays in the hands of the goy, the money, the glow, goes into hiding; it gets turned off. Kemoikein lahavdil afilu etzlish Yisrael afal pi shebe'erech ho'akum meirin etzlei agavnin. The same thing is true by a Jew. Even though relative to a goy, when the money is in the lowest Jew's hand, it still is shining to a certain degree. Aval afal pikein me'achar sheloitikein mamoinoi koroi, because of the fact that the person didn't fix up his money b'shleimus, he didn't give all the tzedakah he was supposed to give from it, or he doesn't have the proper emunah, other things that would make his money have a tikkun b'shleimus, ein meirin gam etzloi b'shleimus. Therefore, the money doesn't shine fully by him either. Rak misnoitetzin lefi shor mitoich halomon, but rather it shines for a couple of seconds from its hiddenness, umisalmin miyad, and then it goes back to being hidden. Lahavdil, like you have a barbecue, you have the coals, you fan them, suddenly they light up, you stop it, and you figure, oh, it caught already. Then you walk away from it, and it dies back down, and it could go out even. Same thing here. At the time the money transferred hands, the guy saw a glow, but because the money wasn't completely b'shleimus, it's in his pocket for a few minutes and it loses its glow, and suddenly he feels sorry that he made the deal. He feels he wants the object more than he wants. The object's worth more than the $100 that I collected for it. V'alkein ein haklipois nichnoin al yidei hakesef levad. Therefore, the klipois cannot be nichna completely through money alone. Ki ein hagavnin meirin bohem b'shleimus, because the colors aren't shining b'shleimus. Valkein ein nigmar hamekach al yidei hakesef kanal, ki iker gmar hamekach hu kifi hachnoas haklipos. Because the main completion of the deal is all relative to what degree the klipos were knocked down as a result of the deal. She'oz nishlam habiro v'kanal. V'zehu shamru sham. This is why the Gemara says, u'mipnei ma omru chachomim mishicha koina kedei shelo yomar loy nisrfu chitecho ba'aliya. Why do we say that it's only if you actually bring it into your possession, if the buyer moves the item into his possession, that's when he's koina, so that the seller shouldn't come and tell him, oh, sorry, your wheat got burned in my attic. Because of the fact that the buyer wasn't misaking his money b'shleimus, and the colors aren't shining fully, It's possible that the klipois should latch on to that money and even become stronger as a result of it. Because Hashem always created kedusha and tuma side by side. If the kedusha doesn't do what it's supposed to do, the tuma takes over right away. A person who's zoiche to fix up his money properly by giving tzedakah from it, by giving meiser or other tzedakos, azay nizgalin hagavnin shem gedolos habayirai dei mamonoi. Then that person's money, when that person goes into a makola to buy milk, or he goes into a furniture store to buy a desk or whatever it is, that person's money shines fully, and it's able to accomplish the full tick, and it's able to close the deal. He's able to be machnia the klipois on each level through his money. His money is powerful enough to do that. But the opposite is true. When a person doesn't fix up his money completely the way he's supposed to through tzedakah, then the klipois attach themselves to the money itself. This money, because it's in a position to make a tikkun, if you don't make the tikkun, then the klipois grab hold of it. Because there is a high form of hidden kedusha there, shehem hagavna niloin shenisamu sham, which is these heavenly colors that became hidden in the money, shekishein meirin koroi, when they don't shine properly, heim nechozim sham b'yoser. The forces of tuma latch on to the money in a very big way. Ki heim kruchim tomid achar hakevudusho hagavoya b'yoser. Because these forces of tuma are always trying to grab onto the most powerful type of kedusha to get the most strength from it. Umize bo goidel his gabrus taivas momoim. And this is where the whole concept of people having a very powerful desire for money comes from. Shenimshach machmas shehamomoin b'sharosho yeshboi kedushois gavoyois moid. It comes from the fact that money in its origin has super, super high level of kedusha attached to it. Shehem hagavnin iloin shemeluboshimboi, which is represented by the heavenly colors that are shown, that are reflected in the money, the silver, the gold, the copper, all of those things. And when a person is not zoiche to turn on those colors to their full brightness as a result of doing the right thing with money, by giving some of it to tzedakah or doing other mitzvahs with it, azay haklipois nechozen b'momen b'yoser. Then what happens is, the klipois latch on to the money in a strong way, and then the person falls into taivas mamoin. Umize boim kol hahakhoshois v'hashinuyim v'ho'avlois shebamasamatin. And this is what causes all the disagreements and all the bad things that happen when people are conducting business, that a guy makes a deal and then changes his mind or wants to change the deal. All of those kind of things that happen all happen because of this. Im ein mizgabrim al tavos elamomin chasashom. If the person isn't zoiched to be mizgaber over his tavos momoin. This is why the Chachamim made a decree that money alone is not enough to bring it into your possession. So that the guy shouldn't say, your wheat was destroyed in my attic. Why do they assume that people keep wheat in the attic? Why did they say bedafke ba'aliyah? Rav Nosson Zal says the word aliyah has a double meaning. Ba'aliyah daika. Dahainu ba'ez shehoyu tzrichim la'alois hanitzutzoi shebaschoyra midarga ladarga. It's bedafka at a time when there are certain sparks of kedusha that are found in that item that I wanted to sell you. They were supposed to go up a level. Whenever somebody's supposed to go up, the klipas come running out to say, hey, stop that guy. We don't want him to go up. And it's daika at that time that there's this iskapros of klipas. Oz sholtu aklipos shemazike alma. That's when the klipos, the mazikim, attach themselves to it. V'heim b'chinas eish. And we know that they're given a nickname of Mo'irei Eish. They're called fire. K'mo shekosuv meho Eish yotzu v'alidei zeh nisrfu achitim baschoiro. Because we say that klipos and tuma comes from Eish. Eish is midas sadin and everything. And that's why the Gemara uses this example that your wheat got burned ba'aliyah. Meaning that when the sparks of Kedusha were supposed to go up, in the process of being oile, the tuma latched onto it. The tuma, which is given a nickname of fire.
Would you really say here that a rich person brings a bow to the Kedusha? Would it be impossible to be a Tavis Mamma, or could it still be a Tavis Mamma and still be a bow to the Kedusha?
The answer is depending on how much of the tikkun has been completed. Rabbi Nizal says that one of the ways of perfecting money is by giving tzedakah from it. When a person gives, let's say a person has $100, when they take $10 off and they give meiser from it, they kosher that $100. Now that $100 is kosher money to the extent that hopefully that person, when he goes into a store to buy something with that other $90, that $90 has power in it. It's got gavnani loin in it, where when you give it to the guy behind the counter and then he sells you a radio, even though he says, you know what, I gotta get a couple extra parts, I'll tell you what, I'll hold on to it now, come back later in the afternoon, you'll pick it up, it'll be finished. Your $90 is glowing strong enough that he won't be reluctant, that he won't change his mind, he won't have second thoughts throughout the day and change his mind when you come back and say, you know, I didn't realize, I forgot this item, it's actually $160. The $90 was just for, as happens, Rahman al-Salam, many times in business. Why? Because your money is at its full strength, its full value in a sense. Whereas if a person doesn't make the tikkunim that they're supposed to from their money, then what happens is their money is always choser, it's not shlemus. So number one, you yourself are never satisfied with it, you're always wanting more and more and more, tayvus mamayim, and even when you give it to somebody else, you think it's $90, you think this $90 is $90, and it's not, it's $40, it's $30, it's $20, it's 10 cents. So even after you give it to the guy, you thought, what kind of rat? I gave him $90 and he has the chutzpah to... You don't know, you didn't give him $90. You gave him $90 that's got holes in it, in a sense, because it didn't have its tikkun. It's not glowing the way it's supposed to glow.
In terms of the tzedakah that a person gives,
yes.
Rabbi is saying that that's a segula against Tavis Mamon?
Definitely. Definitely.
In other words, it couldn't be that a person is giving tzedakah to Ali Agon and still would have Tavis Mamon. Want more money.
It's relative, it's levels.
Yeah.
We're definitely saying that this helps that. The Gemara says, melach momoin choser. If you want to pickle your money, if you want your money to last long, your satisfaction from it should be solid. Not that I buy something and a minute later I want something more, which is called tavis momoin. The way to do it is choser, subtract from it. Give tzedakah from it, that'll pickle your money. That'll make it that the remaining money, you'll be very happy with it, and it'll have lasting power by you.
There's a lot of Bali Tzedakah now. Mamash Bali Tzedakah. So the matzah is very difficult for them.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be because of a Zera Kvalit. As the, like the mission at the end of Sotah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just whatever you do now, Rahman al-Atzlan, it's...
Won't be matzliach in a sense.
You have to give people like that chizuk.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
When we give miser, we're given a certain amount that there are guidelines on giving miser. By giving tzedakah, we don't see that, you should give 10% for tzedakah, you should give 5%.
There are certain guidelines. There's a guideline of not giving more than 20%. Typically, number one, and there are certain guidelines even when it comes to tzedakah of who to give a priority to, number one. There are all kinds of rules and laws about that also, and advice about that also. The fact that when giving to if a rich person becomes poor, you're required to give him more than you would to a person who is poor the whole time. Because he's used to living at a different standard, that stuck with him has to be more than it is to a person who's not used to living at that highest standard.
So you're really saying that if somebody has money, he shouldn't have a goy manage that money?
He didn't say that at all. He didn't say that.
In the hands of a goy or a non-Jew.
That's when it gets into the hands of the goy, meaning into the goy's ownership.
Oh.
that when a non-Jew buys something from a Jew, or when a non-Jew steals Jewish money, it doesn't satisfy him for very long. Because he doesn't know that what happens is what turned him on in that money was the glow that was in it during the time that it was in the Yid's possession. As soon as it gets into the Goy's possession, that glow goes into hiding. Mm-hmm.